Is deja vu more than just a quirk of the brain?
Is there always a rational explanation for the paranormal?
Should one believe reports of unexplained phenomenon?
If you've asked yourselves these questions before, follow in the footsteps of paranormal podcaster Blake Elrich and delve into the mysteries of the Unknown Nine universe.
And if you ask them in this voice in your head, seek help. The Unknown Nine Awakening is the action-adventure game at the heart of the Unknown Nine narrative universe.
You play as Haruna, an audacious heroine with the ability to venture into the fold, a mysterious dimension that overlaps our own.
Yeah, and her quest for powerful hidden knowledge, Haruna, who is portrayed by Anya Chalotra, will learn to master her unique connection to the fold, which allows her to channel its powers into our world. But such power does not go unnoticed.
Uh-oh. She quickly becomes the target of the Ascendants, a splinter faction of a secret society known as the Leap Year Society, who want to use the fold to alter the course of human history.
Yeah, societies, I tell you. Their confrontation will take them across the world, from the sands of Mauritania and perilous Indian jungles to the Gothic landscapes of Portugal. Nation, as you know, we love games, and this is right up our alley, and we think it's going to be right up yours.
This sounds amazing. So get ready to dive into a mysterious parallel dimension. Unknown Nine Awakening releases on October 18th, 2024 for PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. Pre-order your copy today and learn more about the Unknown Nine universe at unknown9.com/hysteria. That's unknown9.com/hysteria. Unknown Nine, the number nine, not the word, .com/hysteria.
Here. Welcome into Hysteria 51. Oh, all night.
Hey there, Nation. How y'all doing tonight? You got David Flora here on the line with you.
I feel like I should be playing bass.
Shut up, Brett. Shut up, Brett.
In the back.
Stop ruining this. You always do this during foreplay.
Sorry, I was playing my smooth jazz bass in the background for that. Do that voice a little bit longer.
The soundtrack to Seinfeld. If get out of here.
If you're trying to get me to edge, it's working. Oh, man. What's going on, sir? Thank you, Rhonda, as always, for up all nights. What's the word? Other than, not aliens anymore. That's the wrong way to say it. But what's going on in your world?
Oh, you know, nothing exciting ever.
Man, that's why you're the best color guy in the business, Monty.
That's why I gotta do these shows.
Well, do these and doozies. Hopefully, we got a doozy for you this week. It's kind of interesting.
You got one for us. Yeah,
yeah,
you sent me something.
And I said, don't watch it.
Well, yeah, you sent it. And then I was like, I'm going to watch that tomorrow. And before I could get my grubby little eyes on it, you were like, wait, stop. Don't.
Lou Elizondo, Luis Elizondo, Lulu, if you're nasty. He sat down with Ronnie Chang on The Daily Show. I know you're a fan of The Daily Show.
And I do like The Daily Show, yeah.
Lots of different hosts now coming through. And back to Jon Stewart for the political shenanigans right now. But he just came out with a book, which is on order for me. Haven't got it yet. Imminent, Inside the Pentagon's Hunt for UFOs. And he sat down, and man, he's coming with the fucking fire on The Daily Show last night, man. So he prefaced in the interview that he wrote this book and everything in there was cleared by the Pentagon. He is okay to say these things.
Huh.
He fucking said some things, man. And I pulled some clips because I didn't want to do it, the injustice I do everything when I'm talking about it. So I got some clips and I wanted you to hear them and react because this is the meat and potatoes of it here. And I made that claim earlier. I said we don't say aliens anymore because that's not proper. Let's start with the beginning and a little bit of their banter on this.
Okay.
What is going on? Is aliens?
Well, first of all, we don't call them aliens anymore. That's kind of a politically incorrect term.
Woke. The aliens are woke.
We now call them in the Pentagon NHI, non-human intelligence.
Non-human intelligence. That's got a pretty good ring to it, doesn't it? You know, it's a
no. No, it doesn't at all.
Well, I think that aliens had a bad connotation to it, you know, like they even made that in the show. And I'm going to preface with this. Ronny Chang is great. He kind of acted like a child in this. Like, not a child. I mean, it's a comedy show, but like, fucking aliens! Yeah. Holy shit! You know, like that kind of thing. And
you get that from the media all the time.
Well,
right?
Elizondo did a great, great job of bringing it back and being like, hey, man, the shit's real. And he explains why. We don't know. And if you're, I keep saying Lou Elizondo, and if you're not familiar, they do talk about his background. I'm going to play that real quick. So if you're not familiar with him, he's the dude that always had the big goatee. Now he's got a beard, that came on, was like, hey, I worked for the Pentagon, and started saying shit that you're like, is this guy going to get 86'd here soon? You know, or is he another Richard Doty, or what's going on? You know what I mean? Yeah. So here's a little bit of his background.
Yeah, so after college, I spent some time, went into the United States Army, spent some time in military intelligence, and then from there, I was recruited into some special activity programs where I became a special agent in counterintelligence, investigating terrorism and espionage. And in 2009, early 2009, I was brought in to run counterintelligence for that program, what is now known as ATIP, the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, and later on, I wound up being one of its senior members.
Now, counterintelligence, intelligence, I you know, we're not doing our due diligence of the pro and skeptic bullshit that we always do. This all could be smoke and mirrors, right? You know, this could be just people coming in and saying, hey, look at this. But man, this guy's been coming with fire for a long time. What do you think when you think of stuff like that? Now, I will say, there's someone who has been on the show before who I'll leave nameless. You can probably figure it out if you've listened, who I was talking to before the Tic Tac came out, and Lou Elizondo, who had worked with them and told me all this shit before it came out. So,
oh, really? The same stuff he's saying?
Yes, yes. I even knew about the Tic Tac and all that shit over beers for years. And he said, it's going to come out, man. You know, and I told you so. And then it came out, and he's like, I fucking told you so. So that's pretty interesting. Yeah. And there was someone that worked as a nuclear materials handler for the Pentagon. Maybe I'm not supposed to say this. I don't know. We'll leave it in. It's fine.
Well, that's the thing. It's hard to say with that kind of stuff, because you get people who maybe they didn't work like transporting the aliens to and from the the craft or whatever, but they were like a janitor or something, and those are the ones that end up talking.
Right.
And
it's, well, like, so
how do you how do you know? How do you know for sure that someone's not just making this up or trying to get a rise out of people?
Well, that's a good point. So my nephew is in the Marines, and he guards the president. So he's that dude that's with them at all their retreats in the White House and all that stuff. He's the Marine with white pants, so you can always tell them apart. They're the ones that are with the president and stuff like that when they go to
dress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's going to be getting out, and they immediately, because he has the highest clearance there is, because, you know, he's sleeping in a room next to the fucking president when they're on vacation with the Secret Service. So they're like, we want you to come and work for the Secret Service. You already have passed all the background checks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like a, hey, please, cause it saves us money kind of thing. And he's like, I don't know that I want to do that. And I have such high clearance. What can I do? So I called around and I talked to people, and they're like, man, go become a nuclear materials handler. That's the ones that know all the shit. It's not nuclear materials. It just means you're cleared for that level of stuff. You know what I mean? It's just a title. You're not going around and moving bombs all the time and shit like that. You're going and getting the stuff that might have crashed somewhere.
Oh, wow.
Now, that doesn't mean you know what it is. They might hand you a box and you go, deuces, and boop, 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 back to fucking, you know, a bunker somewhere, or Hangar 18, or, you know, into Area 51, or wherever you want to say. But that's pretty cool. And so I was like, dude, do it, man, do it and tell me all the shit, you know? So it's interesting. And, Elizondo's got that background, you know, and, he was doing this for a long time, and, you know, he came on here and he's got his new book out, which I, like I said, I have not received yet. So I have not read it. I've talked to a couple. I knew Glenn Hewitt, who he does all the amazing art for us,
right?
In Hysteria Nation. If you haven't seen it, it's amazing. Go in there. He was reading it, and I was like, I gotta read it. Don't talk to me about it. I want to get to that. But Lou was on there to talk about what's going on, and let's take it from the horse's mouth.
Great.
U.S. government for many decades has been investing a lot of taxpayer money looking into this topic here, and it turns out that there are absolutely technologies that are coming into our controlled U.S. airspace over our sensitive military installations, may have the ability to interfere with our nuclear equities. And picking it up and reporting it. Also, we've got on electro-optical data like gun camera footage, FLIR footage, and also radar data. And it's not just here. It looks like it's pretty pervasive all over the world now.
Now, I've been told that that's just the stuff that we've been told, which he goes on to say that there are other, you know, not only FLIR cameras, there is color video and stuff like that of these things. They just haven't received or released it yet. The powers that be haven't released it so that the media has received it. Did you hear them laughing as soon as he said that stuff?
No, I heard you say they were giggling.
They giggled in the background. Maybe it's just a response to this kind of shit, but man, take it fucking serious. You know?
Yeah.
But it is a comedy show. But it's sad. This is the kind of shows that they got to go on to get this out there.
Yeah.
I was talking to Lisa, watching this live, telling her how important it was. She kept going, I can't find these fucking boots I packed because we're unpacking right now. And I'm like, this is prime humanity right now. This guy's going, there are fucking aliens. She's like, yeah, but where are my fucking heels?
Well, you know, that's where we're at.
Yeah. You know, and then she's like, I know.
That's why it's kind of a silly idea that people aren't ready for disclosure to me.
There's aliens. Yeah. Well, I got a fucking mortgage, you know, kind
people,
of thing.
You know, there will be a small subset of people that freak out, but the large majority of people I'd have to assume are going to be like, okay, what's the next thing tomorrow? Right.
Well, you know? And he even goes into why we don't have full disclosure. It's interesting. Let's go on with what's going on. He goes on a little bit more with that.
It appears that they're very interested in our technology. We don't know yet. I want to be very clear here.
They came here. They don't want to look at my iPhone 16.
No, but
they got shit that flew across the stars. They don't care about.
They are very interested in our military equities and capabilities, and also our nuclear technology. And I think what was most compelling is that in some cases you had literally near misses of U.S. combat aircraft coming within 15 feet of these objects. Wow. In some cases, literally splitting a combat formation right down the middle.
That's fucking crazy.
These are things, and you know, that they can have do things photos that none of our video vehicles can replicate. Their performance capabilities are far beyond anything that we have. And quite frankly, there's not a whole lot we can do about it right now.
And he's saying these stuff matter of actually, not like we think. He's saying this is happening.
Yeah.
And the Pentagon cleared this to go out.
There's a fair question there that Ronnie Chang brought up. Why?
Yeah.
Like, if it, you know, it's good to point out, like, they are interstellar, you know, maybe interdimensional, whatever. They have to make up a lot of ground with the laws of physics in order to get here. Right. So let's say they're here. Why would they be interested in our little, like, firecrackers?
So interestingly enough, and that's something that I've had people on in the past. Cogswell, Chris has talked about this a lot, where we see them at nuclear facilities. They've shut down nuclear missile facilities, allegedly, things like that. And they're saying that they're seen at nuclear facilities, missile silos, are weapons. Are they checking to see where we're at? Are they worried that we're going to nuke ourselves? Are they why we haven't? You know, is there like a grand equalizer? Like, you know, like, well, you went to hyperspace warp, so now we'll talk to you. Well, is it like, you know, we're getting close to something like that, so they're starting to pay attention and we're just now able to track them and see them? I mean, these are questions. I don't know.
Yeah.
And
will never answer. I mean, this is obviously a perpetual hypothetical.
Or will we? And he talks about that. He talks about disclosure and if we're going to get it and what's going on. Let's go to break quick, though. And let's go to break because we got to pay some bills. Daddy's got some credit card debt. And we come back.
God damn it, I told you.
We come back. We're going to talk
we'll
this disclosure.
We'll go over APR again after this.
Okay. I just don't listen. You know, I couldn't find my boots. Aliens are real, and I don't fucking care. That's the people out there. I don't know. What's your? You were saying you don't think they're going to have disclosure. I kind of cut you off, but...
No. I was going to say the only way we will know is with disclosure. The only way we will know is if they tell us themselves. And at that point, it's not moot.
I'm glad you said that.
Why they're here?
You're exactly right. Why? We don't know.
But yeah, up until then, up until they literally tell us themselves, they being the non-human entities.
Right. Yeah.
Then we are left to just speculate, and so. It is a valid question to say, why would they be here? What do we have to offer them? It has to be some kind of reason that's either nefarious or altruistic, right? Where they do try and protect us from ourselves.
That's kind of what I was getting at.
They're not doing a great job.
Well, right. Like, we're still fighting amongst ourselves kind of thing. And they're like, oh, look at these fucking bugs. But... he does talk about disclosure, and he talks about, you know, will we have it? Have we have it? Why we don't have it? What's coming? And it's pretty interesting. We're going to get into that real quick.
The government's already come out. Look, you have a former director of national intelligence, a former director of CIA, a former president of the United States all coming out and saying officially, yeah, there's something to this. I mean, these things look like they are definitely interested in our stuff. And furthermore, when the government first came out with their new UFO program called Arrow, their first report said, yeah, there's 143 of these incidents, but we expect these numbers to go down as we figure them out. The next report that came out, there was over 300. The next report, there's now over 800. So the number's increasing, not decreasing.
Okay, so what? Is this getting buried in the cycle or something? Because Donald Trump says, I hate Taylor Swift, so we just never see this stuff. But
yes.
I mean, presidents, the government has said these things are around, and so,
therein lies the problem. It's a bureaucracy. Look, the men and women, fine men and women of the Pentagon and the U.S. government do incredible work. And most of the time, we are a lot better off as a society because of their professionalism. Unfortunately, in this particular case, the bureaucracy was a problem. We continue to try to get alarm bells up to the Secretary of Defense over and over again. But there was this layer of these proverbial Praetorian guards that didn't want to tell the Secretary of Defense that we were spending taxpayer money looking into these things. And oh, by the way, turns out they're real.
And this goes into the whole thing that I've said the whole time. One of the scariest things to me is, yeah, they're here and we don't know what it is. It's not like they're shaking hands and kissing babies at the White House and those handsome Venusian bastards are sitting in the conversations. They're just flying around and we can't do anything about it is what he's saying.
Well, and that begs the other question. Were they the ones stopping it? Have they infiltrated up to that level?
That means like deep state type shit. Yeah. And that's a good question. It's amazing. He said, we're trying to get this in and people will not let it get to the powers that be. Meaning the people over them, they're going, nah, they don't need to know that. What was it in Independence Day? Plausible deniability. You know, that's kind of a fucking rings true in this a little bit, doesn't it?
So that, I mean, that points to nefarious means. To me,
nefarious or business as usual, it's not good for money.
Incompetence, you think?
Well, I think it's like he talks about, you know, there's a whole lot of fucking papers and that doesn't get the votes right now. It hasn't in the past, and that's why people aren't paying attention. I don't think that clip's in here, but he talks about it. The government runs on paperwork and this isn't what brings out constituents.
Sorry, Duncan.
America runs on receipts from Dunkin' Donuts. Paperwork. He goes on a little bit more. Let's go a little further in disclosure.
you know, when we look at this issue here, this has been going on for decades. This has been going on since the late 1940s. Now, when I say that, people go, wait a minute.
Listen to this.
You talk about Roswell? Was Roswell real?
Was Roswell real?
It was, absolutely.
Okay, so what was that Roswell?
There was a crash. It was a vehicle that had broken into two pieces, and it was recovered by the United States government, taken to a secure military installation, and then from there, it went out to certain locations. What is in that book, I'm allowed to talk about. That went through the Pentagon review process, so I am legally able to talk about it. Mm-hmm. There are things that I'm still not yet allowed to talk about.
What are those things? Tell us those things.
Right. That sounds like, well, let's see here. I do not look good in an orange jumpsuit, so I got to be very careful.
Are you going to look good in whatever jumpsuit the aliens put on you? You better.
I bet it's silver.
It sounds like we're battling aliens and bureaucracy here.
In the last 7 years, I think we've come further on this conversation than we have the last 70. There are elements now in the government that want this conversation to occur. They want the American people to know, look, this is the worst kept secret at this point, probably in the U.S. government. It's pathetic. The fact that so many people now in our militaries, our intelligence communities, have even in some cases come up close and personal with these things.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Okay, this is crazy.
Crazy is one way to put it. There is this thing called the UAP Disclosure Act, and I'm going to read the purpose of the act. The UAP Disclosure Act of 2024 aims to establish a comprehensive framework for the collection, review, and public disclosure of government records related to unidentified anomalous phenomenon, UAP.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This landmark legislation seeks to enhance transparency, promote scientific understanding, and address longstanding public interests in the UAP, which he's going to go on to talk about a little bit, the public interest and why we've been told what we've been told. Just that there is this Disclosure Act being lobbied about is a huge fucking win. And David, when I was watching this, I was sitting slack-jawed like, holy shit, it's exactly what I've thought. And he's saying it. That's the point. He's saying it on television. Yeah. Whether anyone's listening or not, some people are starting to listen. You know, it's on The Daily Show. It's also been on Fox News and CNN. Talking about this stuff.
That's true. Yeah, he's right. It's last few years even. The decade has been crazy, but the last few years, it's really ramped up and become a little bit more mainstream.
Ooh, right.
And yeah, it's wild to think about, but at the same time, I have to struggle or wrestle with the idea that secrets are not easily kept. And the more people you have involved,
he talks about it,
harder it is.
It's the worst kept secret there is because it wasn't kept. And they just kept lying. He talks about that.
I guess that's the way to do it then, right? Is you combat it with disinformation?
Which is what they do. Ridicule? He talked about that. He goes, that's what they're good at. So they spent so long lying about it. Now they got to go back and go, we lied to you. And that's how they're trying to figure out how to do that without, you know, saving stuff. And the next question that was brought up is, are we in danger? Because as he said, they're flying around these things and we can do nothing about it. Let's hear what he said.
Best case scenario right now is that aliens are a national security threat.
Issue. To determine if something is a threat, it's really a very simple calculus. It's capabilities versus intent. Now, we've seen some of the capabilities.
We don't know the intent.
We still have no idea the intent. So therefore,
that's terrifying.
We don't know if it's a threat. Yeah. But let me give you a very quick analogy here. You probably live in a great, lovely area, just like your audience here. Do you lock your door at night?
I live in New York City, so no, not really.
Do you lock your front door?
There's aliens here right now in New York City, as you can see. Yeah, I do lock my front door.
So, and most people do. And let's say you lock your windows and you turn on your alarm. Let's say one Sunday morning you come downstairs to have a hot cup of coffee or tea, and despite your doors being locked and your window and your alarm on, there's now size 12 muddy boot prints in your living room floor. in your carpet that weren't there the night before. Mm-hmm. Now, no one's been hurt. Nothing's out of place. But despite you doing all this other stuff and locking doors and making sure the alarm's on, there are now footprints in your living room carpet that weren't there the night before. My question to you is that a threat? And so my response is, from a national security perspective, I was wearing my national security hat, it could be if it wanted to be, so we probably should figure out how it's getting into the house.
You should probably move. We should probably get out of that apartment. There's footprints. They're still walking around.
So these things are we are encountering them over controlled U.S. airspace, like I said, over sensitive military installations. Yeah. And so from a national security perspective, we've got to figure out what these things are.
No shit.
No shit's right. But if they're not talking to you, you can't make contact because they're not. What do you do?
There's two ways, I think, to think about this that I can think of quickly anyway. One is that if they meant harm, they would have done it. We could have done nothing about it.
In a perfect world, yeah. But, right, yeah.
But they could mean harm and they're just scouts.
Right.
And they're scouting it out for the bigger fleet that's coming.
Which is a scary thought. And they've been coming here for a long time. And he kind of asked him about that, like, you know, earlier. He's like, they can travel the vastest of space, obviously, if they're getting here. Mm-hmm. These people haven't been traveling for centuries and then dipped in and went, okay, cool, and left. You know, what's the draw? Which is what we were talking about earlier. Why? And we don't know for sure, is what he's saying. And that is really kind of a unnerving. And we're banking on that they're just observers, hopefully. But what if they are conquerors and they're just waiting and check? What if they're waiting for us to proverbially fuck up?
And or they have a hand in causing it.
Right, which, yeah, you know, it's easy to dabble into things, you know. You can change an anthill real easy and fuck up the entire culture and environment. Mm-hmm. You know, and they have no fucking clue what's happening other than, holy shit, something from above. You know, I laugh, but damn. So the other thing you were talking about is, how do you keep a secret like this? And I think this is a good one because he talks about why the secrecy. And what do we do with it? So here we go.
Why don't they just let it out? Just let the news out. Well, just tell people. Just show them the freaking, show them the photo of the alien selfie with the president, and then let's get it out there and let's handle it.
We've spent many decades backing ourselves into a corner on this conversation.
Exactly.
And the government has said publicly what its position is. Now it's in a situation where it's having to unwind that conversation and say, look, folks, we haven't always been completely forthcoming and truthful with you. And that's a hard conversation to have.
What are you talking about? There's aliens. Have the conversation. There's aliens. There's aliens.
He just kept saying that. There's aliens. You're telling me there are aliens. He's like, yes, I'm telling you that. He's like, holy fuck. I thought that was a pretty realistic response to this conversation.
Yeah. Well, it should be, right? Like, if he's to be believed,
exactly.
That's it. It's there.
Don't you want to believe him? Don't you want to?
Oh, I'd love to. And part of me does. Like,
me too. I feel like this is the dipping the toe in.
The place is too big.
Yeah.
We're living in too big of a place.
Yeah. The thought that we're alone is ignorant to me. Now,
it totally is.
If they're coming here and how long they've been around before us, or what is the big questions, and why aren't they coming down and landing on the proverbial White House lawn or whatever, you know, we're putting in American terms, but and he talks about this. I think the American people are ready, but the world, you know, you hope that the world is ready. Is it?
Well, yes, I think it absolutely is. But here's my problem with that. I think it's like ripping a Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
In cold water. It's just like you can try and ease it in. You see this all the time with people who have situations where they don't want to hurt someone else.
Right.
They don't want to make themselves seem bad or whatever.
Like, I don't want to tell you because I'm saving you. No, you're saving yourself.
That you're thinking that the admission of it, the honesty of it, is going to be painful and bad, and you don't want to approach that. You don't want to take it head on. You don't want to face it. But the reality is, it gets worse the longer you take to do it.
Yeah. And he talks
and
about that.
Not doing it at all is the worst.
Well, I think so. And I think they're realizing that. And he goes, this is one of the first things I can tell you. It is completely bipartisan. There are no egos in this because it's not a partisan topic. You know what I mean? And that's why in these closed door sessions, which they are having many of, they're actually having real conversations that are going across the aisle because it is a global issue, not just a, you know, women's rights or something like that, you know, which is, it's just as important, but people aren't voting on this so they can still be realistic about it, which is fucking
disgusting.
Well,
you know, what's funny is that they don't have a bunch of lobbyists for the alien
fucking
industry, right?
Big space, man. I tell you,
climate change is, there's data that you can't ignore about how hot it's getting.
Oh, you can ignore it.
anybody with a
glass half full bastard
can't ignore this, but they've made that a partisan issue because they have a vested interest in getting those kickbacks from the oil execs and large corporations, right? So with this, they've got every incentive to be bipartisan. There's nothing in it for one side or the other.
Wouldn't it be great if they go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was just saying, wouldn't it be great if they're just like, all right, so going down the list here. 19, blah, blah, blah. Betty and Barney Hill, true. The next one, that guy's a fucking liar. Bob Lazar, piece of shit, never happened. Billy, who said he was shot at by fucking goblins, 100%. They just
awesome.
Go down the line. They're less like, and here's Meat Gork. Yeah, that was us. Sorry, I was. I got a little bot booze in me in Kentucky. And we got a little uppity.
Secondhand bot booze.
Yeah, right.
So the point of all that is that I think it is much cleaner to rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
And just go for it. And you can frame it as like, hey, for the longest time, we thought we were doing the best for society by keeping this under wraps. And
yeah, exactly.
The more we've gotten into this, the less we think that's true. So we have changed our minds on it. And we are now letting you know this is the truth.
Yeah.
We want to be upfront with you now. And we're sorry we kept it, but we were trying to think of the best interest of everybody. Right. We were just wrong. We admit that. That's how you fucking do it. You don't be like, oh, how do we do this so where we don't look like we were wrong?
Right.
That's the fucking rich person mentality.
Which is what he's talking about. It's like they've backed themselves into a corner.
That's so stupid. Like, you have not. I mean, you. I guess you can say you have, but there's an easy way out of that, and that's the fucking truth.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, this is what rich people do. I see it all the fucking time. I worked for one. They will not admit
any
guilt or responsibility. They never say they did anything wrong. There's some kind of guide out there for these assholes where they literally say, never say you're wrong about anything.
It's almost like it's like an art of
a deal or something. Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, this literally, they have this whole mindset where they're like, act this way. Don't say these words. Mm. Never admit anything. Never get favors because then you're going to owe favors.
Man, isn't it crazy?
And so that's the mentality we're dealing with. Whereas the mentality that the world in general deals with is honesty is the best policy.
Yeah, you would hope so.
That's how things get done well
it
and
should.
Right.
Yeah. Amen, right?
Unless you just want to get all the money in the world, and then, you know, honesty's out the window, but
hey, you know, choose your own adventure.
I'm just reading patterns. I am I'm casting bones.
We're picking up what you're putting down. All right, I got one more here, and this is what old Louis has to say about this. if it'll play.
Americans can handle the truth about this topic. I think it is. I mean, we can joke a lot about it, but the reality is that these things, whatever they are, wherever they're from,
they're aliens.
This is real.
Yeah. So, these are real? All right.
Yeah, it's real. Whatever it is.
I mean, there's your answer. You know, at least, well, his answer is it's real. These are real. And the people are ready. And he talks, you know, and I didn't put that in there, but he talks a lot about bureaucracy and how it works and why. And they are trying to figure out now how to tell us. I hope that's true.
I'm telling you, if you guys are listening, which I know somebody is, somebody probably listening to us record this right now.
I've said in here, I'm probably going to get a knock at the door.
But seriously, if you're listening to it, all you have to do is tell the fucking truth. Just say, we thought this was for the best. It's not.
I don't know, man.
It's not.
I watched The Notebook. It's not that simple. It's not that simple. What do you want to do? It's not that simple. It's not that simple.
Sorry. I've never seen The Notebook. So well, you've lost me on that one.
You son of a bee. I figured you celebrated all of Ryan Gosling's entire catalog. So.
No, Rachel McAdams, yes.
Yeah, well, you know, speaking of aliens, no. Yeah,
actually,
man,
no,
it's
I don't really like her either.
I literally was slack jawed watching this, like, holy shit. And my wife, like I said, not in a bad way. She was just going about her evening. And
yeah.
I was just like, this is global altering information, not just life altering. Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Elections coming up.
It's hard to care if it's not like real.
Right.
You know, we can say it's real, but until there's a legitimate, like, oh, there's a Shoggoth with his tentacles flailing.
Oh, it's those like, fucking, okay, well, those, hey, they're very ticklish Shoggoths. Dinner. Just know that. So.
and then. You know, we could, there's a whole episode you could devote on just the philosophy of disclosure. Like, what happens after?
Well, right? Like, what is next? I mean, you bring in the
religion evolves.
I say you bring in the Catholic Church. You have to.
Yeah.
Bring in
but that's the thing. Like, it'll evolve and start to fall off. Some religions will fall off completely. Some will be like, this is what we're talking about, and that means
God created the heavens and the earth
of all the universe.
Right? There you go.
Yeah, and that expands. But like, at the same time, no, man, that doesn't make any sense. It makes even less sense than it does right now.
Nor does aliens. It's all a fucking craziness.
The books they thump say man and woman on earth, the heaven and the earth, you know? They don't say anything about
Yeah, but they're
others.
A bridge, says, you know, I sometimes read about Africa. They don't tell me about what's going on in, you know, Australia. That's the way it goes, man.
Because they don't know.
That unabridged dictionary, that's a bunch of horse shit, man.
Give me abridged all day.
I, for one, welcome our new alien. I'm sorry. Non-human, what was it? A non-human intelligence overlords. NHI, baby. NHI. So there you have it. Life-changing shit that was put out on Comedy Central.
Yeah, I do hate that they don't...
He said this stuff on a lot of other channels. This was just an easy way to put it forward. I don't belabor that point.
Seriously, like, you see compilations of news shows being like, well... Saw a Tic Tac today. Oh, aliens, are they real?
Bill, you got an alien, don't you? Anyway, back to you, Greg, with weather. You know,
you know, for once, can we see a legitimate news source be like, and that's, I know that's kind of a paradox in itself to say that, legitimate news source, but
I'm Dan Rather, and there's a goddamn alien
like,
here with me.
Okay.
Dan Rather's voice, if you don't know.
Gerald Ford visited by aliens today. Mauled by aliens. And I'm gay.
Non-human intelligence in the heartland.
Well, okay, hold on. No, I'm not going to say that. Yeah, think of the news story. It's
huge.
Think
of the children.
Gerald Ford mauled by wolves. You're gay? It's the hugest.
I thought that was a really good way.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Unfortunately,
yes. I said unfortunately. I one of the things he said that I thought was really point on is like you lock your doors, you set, you do everything you can, and yet there's footprints everywhere, and you don't know who did it, when, where, nothing. It's crazy. I think we can leave him with that chilling news. We're all gonna die. There's nothing we can do about it. Film at 11. And now
sex party at 10.
Over to Greg with wacky pet of the week. I don't know. There you have it, kids. A literal Pentagon official went on the news and said aliens are real. And
again,
what's that?
Again, he's been saying it for a while.
He has been. This book is pretty cool. That you know, it is at least the Pentagon approved it. You know, and that is a thing that is checkable and provable and crazy to me. And we'll see on the flip side when we're all working in the mines together.
That's right.
All right. Well, we'll catch you next time on Hysteria 51. And see you next time, Rhonda, on Up All Night.
It was terrible. It was just terrible. I'll never get over it as long as I live.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. We'll be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite, join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a fourth-hand joint.